It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and happy Tuesday. Welcome, welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson, and I'm so excited to be with all of you today on this Aries day of April the 2nd, 2024 at 11:02 a.m. on the Central Coast of Florida. I'm super super excited. I've been digging in the dirt a little bit, and totally, Nadine, I'm looking at you right away. Come on in, everybody. Good morning. And I hope you're all doing well. I don't want to neglect the fact that we have just begun a retrograde. So I always say it feels a little retrograde-y, you know, it's one thing after the other, but in a very fun way as well, because I love this Aries energy, being I have an eighth house Aries moon, so I'm definitely in sync with that. I hope you all have learned by now. I know listening to Mark Husson yesterday on his show, and I'm sure many other astrologers over at One to Listen. I know CA is going to be with you here at the top of the next hour, but I hope you've all learned that by now the retrograde is really something that we can benefit from, as well as something we, you know, kind of make jokes about now, and we take it way less serious. And I hope you're all on the same page with me at this point, because there are things that are undeniable that happen in the retrograde, but there are also very good things that are undeniable that happen in the retrograde, of course, depending on where it is in your personal chart and how it's affecting you. You know, from cycle to cycle. But in any case, there are some things that it can be utilized. So keep in mind, of course, I say this every retrograde cycle about the RE words. I don't think we could find many RE words, even down to keeping it real, to help to align with the retrograde energy and to make it work for you, not against you. So it's like swimming with the current, you know, it really does allow for certain benefits and certain positive things, which we will discuss a little bit. But in the meantime, if you're listening for the first time, we have a Facebook page, and it's titled 1-2 Radio. It's a private group. You are welcome to come in at any time. Of course, we can all see what we're saying amongst each other. Please feel free to go ahead and ask any questions that you may want to ask. This is one of my favorite times, as you all know, because of that Aries energy. I totally relate to it. I actually feel very much in a groove right now, so it's fun. I can sense a little bit of my, I will tell you guys this, I'm definitely into the flowers. I have this beautiful gardenia I'm trying to nurture. I'm looking for night blooming jasmine. I'm just all of a sudden into this very earthy, I'm feeling called to the earth. I'm feeling called to the dirt and the land. And for me, it doesn't happen often, because when we spend, and I know you all, we have the elements in our lives that we are so grateful for and blessed with. But when we spend, I spend a lot of time in the air, as you all know. And so I definitely feel as I ground more, as I mature more, or my numbers increase, I can't believe I'm in my second Saturn cycle already in life, but I'm still feeling like I'm still having aftershock from the first one, but I'm only kidding and not really. I'm sure some of you can relate, but in any case, the flowers feel like they're very grounding, and I'm very much getting into it. I could tell Steve and I have definitely sunk into homeownership here, and definitely a nice place to work, and live and enjoy a little less pace. It took a long time. And this is for all of you too. I mean, we're in a retro. There are bound to be memories or visions of people that you knew in another life in your own lifetime here. There are bound to be phone calls or texts or hauntings or yearning for something that you once knew, whether it's hi, Maureen Coors ice cream on the boardwalk, or whether it's maybe an old friend that you kind of misplaced along the way, or acquaintance, so to speak, or whatever it may be. You know, these are the moments that these things occur. And yet, at the same time, we're all still trying to take a step forward. We're moving forward. And, you know, we're allowing for more in our lives. It's such a great time. With the planets and the way they feel. Yes, we're in a crazy election year. Yes, politics is insane. Yes, the world is even nuttier. But at the same time, we have to carry on in our day-to-day activities. And certain things like the gardening, certain things like the things I know for myself personally, making time for things that have not been a part of me. Just out of pure busyness, feels so good. And so I'm encouraging you all, even though it's a retrograde, what were those things that called to you at one time that you didn't make time for, or that you really didn't allow because you were so busy doing so many other things that seemed more significant? And sometimes that's not our fault. You know, we can't, I don't sit here and go, oh, you know, why didn't you do this 40 years ago? Because then that feels kind of crappy, you know? But I say to myself, wow, what a great time to really embrace this earth and to really flowers and these sense of beings and everything that comes along with. And of course, I attract a little bit more animal energy and the little beings outside that I absolutely speak to and love. And so that's my vibe right now. I'm sure it's a very different cat vibe that I'm excited about bringing it to you because it does feel like messages can come from anywhere. And I was talking to Jay a little bit prior to the show. Big shout out to him. We briefly mentioned spirit guides and how we have to be careful when we sit and channel. There are those moments when you absolutely know. Good morning, everyone. Come on in. When we absolutely know we have information coming from something that really truly aligns, or we have other things or beings, energies, so to speak, that we know we shouldn't be listening to, or we hope we know. And what is, I want to get into a little bit more of this in the weeks to come because our spirit guides can be a little tricky too, depending on where we are. And what are we using for protection around this energy? So sometimes we get these messages that are like, you already know, maybe you in your meditation, maybe in your time of questioning, maybe you hear something or you see something. Perhaps there's something that you're listening to. I can remember years ago, and I'm sure many of you that were here then, this is a dozen years ago, I can remember saying I had these little clown visitors that I had to eject, whatever, had the angels come and remove them because I was just not, I wasn't, I, it, their timing, I could tell it wasn't time to be comical, you know, it was time to be serious. And I was like, get, so the angels came and removed them. And we have to pay attention to where our information is coming from. Hence why over at 12listen.com, yes, I'm actually promoting the site right as we speak after some research this week, looking out into the world to see what is being offered to you all. We have a very serious professional base of people who can provide you with clear information and positive information about your future, even when you're going through your most challenging times. And to be forewarned is one thing. To be put in fear is something else. And I have been reviewing certain things out in the world that have, it feels like we don't need to exist in a world of fear mongering. We have enough going on to be afraid of. Never mind. You want somebody to help ease your fears. You want somebody that you could trust to be there for you. And that's why, you know, we've all been here for so long, because we have a one common bond is that we care about you. And that to me is the single most important thing besides the talent and everything else we have. We truly care, and that's why we're still here and hopefully here for many more years to come. And so what I was seeing out there were people charging a couple thousand dollars an hour for what we do, or, you know, things that just make no sense whatsoever. And these people are getting, it's just, you know, we know, you know, the difference by now, and we want that for you. Okay. So during the retrograde, we want to make sure that we stick with what we know more than what we don't know, but don't be afraid to do these little things that make you feel good in your spirit and your soul and nurture you along the way. Okay. Big message. I had an incident that made me want to bring this up to you today with a client who I adore, who really, you know, seeming, you know, it was a very duped situation, and we don't want that. And in the retrograde, we have to be careful about things like that. Okay. All right, let's take a look in the room and welcome you all. Alishea, good day to you as well. I love those sunflowers. Michelle and Jody, good morning. I love that your garden. Everybody's tired. Jim, I'm so happy you're here today. Maya and Patricia, hello. Corinne and Quelly, Evelyn and Patricia, Renee, Maureen, hello. I can already tell this energy, the new energy, and the heat is making me want to come home again. So this time doing it at the right time of year, summer. Tara, hello, and good morning to your boy. And I will be, let me just see, I'll be there in a moment, okay? Geraldine and Nadine, I'm super excited that you're with us also. All right, everybody, if I haven't brought your name up and about, just know I am greeting you with open arms. I'm super excited to be with you in this retrograde cycle. And your frustrations. It's funny because we always, or we tend to want to think the worst case scenario, especially in the retrograde. We get more frustrated during the Aries season, you know, but I always say just plow right over it. And this energy is good for that too. So you get through it. All right. Let me see who is first. Maureen, I want to come to you. And I see many of your questions. I am taking questions. If anybody has anything to share, if you have a story about your spirit guides, if you have a visitor you're not quite sure about through your meditations or your prayers or anything that you, you know, lend title to about your time in spirit, and hopefully you are lending some time to spirit daily. But if you have any questions about that, I'm happy to answer today. It's definitely a topic that's up and about. And we want to make sure your information is coming from the right place. And we have ways to protect ourselves and also ways to determine if they're right, wrong, or indifferent. And sometimes we just want to know who they are or where they came from. And often it's something that we may not be able to share with so many, let's see, you're making me laugh already. I'm coming in this morning to say hi to you in a moment. Sometimes I'm already speaking backwards, so it's okay. Go figure. No, but you know, if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer those today. Okay. And, I love all of that. CA Brooks has joined the chat room this morning. You were starting to make me think I was seeing backwards, but it says Brooks CA. Good morning, Ms. Brooks. She says retrograding Mercury doesn't want to leave the Aries party, so he's turned around. I swear I think it's true. I appreciate you as well. I want to, our vibe about retrograde, no matter what we do, is it's an undeniable truth at this point. But there are some other great things that we could bring to the picture. Maureen, I'm coming to you. Mary, good morning to you. Let's take a look. This energy for this Libra, feeling inflamed. Okay, so we have some. We have some opposition, of course, and I have talked to a lot of you Libras this week, and really, really understanding that Aries is not. You have to remember, you're 50%. I have a very strong answer for you in this moment. Be more like an Aries than a Libra right now, because you're permitted, and because. More than before. That means just be, and I believe me, when I say this with love, be about you. Be that little bit of selfishness that we can permit any Aries to be, or we kind of accept it more, I think, when we know somebody's an Aries. It's okay to take care of you. It's okay to put yourself first. It's really, truly, what I feel you should be doing. I do see a little inflammation. I also feel like it's going to go down on its own. Believe it or not, Maureen, I'm getting some feet up. That would be very, I don't, and I usually, I'm not, I wouldn't say this to you all the time, but I do see some R&R coming. And if, please take it on your own accord, so you don't have to be forced into taking it on, by the universe. Definitely feeling some exhaustion and whatnot. Also, I see a bit of heaviness around your back. So I think if you rest, elevate, it feels very real. Also get a massage. I feel like you need that. To loosen things up a little bit, any kind of stored energy in our bodies and tightness. I totally feel like this can be released with some of what I'm saying, and I hope this helps, okay? Let me just pull a few cards as well. You are definitely storing some energy. I think a little rest is your answer, and I'm serious about that. I also see some pet care and car care, and I know maintenance, minimal maintenance things is what I'm sharing here, and some focus on these things, as well as someone I know we never want to hear this, but these are great retro to do. Vet maintenance with your pets, car maintenance with your car, even if it's an oil change or a tire check or whatever, something very minor. And also the fun old visit of going to see the dentist. I feel a little bit of that in your arena, but so lots of maintenance, and rest also. So I feel like what they're saying is any kind of rejuvenation. Or like we say, it's a retrograde, really, because of that opposition, Maureen. I think it would be an exhausting time for you specifically. So take take a break, keep your feet up, try not to do what you don't have to do, but definitely maintain all the things in your life. It actually helps you feel better and release some of this stored energy or concern, you know? I think that's a good idea. So I do hope that helps. All right, now let me come in. Hold on a minute. Let me see who's next, okay? Lots and lots of stories. Kay Dragon is with us this morning. Good morning, Kay. Kay is a one to listen psychic advisor. She is wonderful and she has joined. We appreciate that, Kay. All right. Let me just see who. Tara, where are you? I would love a message for Sean. He's a Taurus. He is home listening with me as he took the day off. Okay, Taurus and a Capricorn. Let's take a peek. You know, I see you guys. I have this image of you like holding hands and walking, more like best friends, or maybe in addition to being husband and wife, partners for life, all of this. I feel like your friendship rocks, you know, ahead, and even more so than before. And I feel really good about this, but there's also something about walking together and really getting out in the air as well soon. I know it's only early April, so we have a little time for some warmer weather, but I definitely feel this. And really making some time to be together every day, no matter what. So I'm feeling that, love birds. And really getting in touch with each other to help each other grow some more ahead. I like that. And also some health updates, nutrition updates, the Ten of Cups, your family looks solid, your world looks good. Definitely upgrading. Tara, I see a new project or business adventure, more so for you than for Sean, but I'm not ruling you both out, of course. I feel this, but at the same time, an upgrade on your physical bodies, like health, you know, nutrition, supplementation, vitamins, this type for both of you. I also see that there is a very potential, now I'm going into the month of May for a moment, but I feel like there is a potential for a new job or some kind of new path for Sean as well. So I don't know if he's, I think the message is to get ahead of it, to focus on what would he really love to do right now and go in that direction. I feel something like that, okay? And please let me know how he does. And I think it's something that more fulfills him as well. It feels any void, you know, sometimes we get spiritually miscentered, or we feel a little misplaced in the world and we're like, where is our spiritual life, or where is this, or why do I feel such a void? I am definitely feeling that this void is going to be fulfilled over some coming months ahead. And let me just see what she says. Okay. Oh, okay. I wish I was around your life 20 or 30 years ago to share some of this stuff, but I don't think I would have had the guts then either. So, I just want to make sure that I'm reading through what you said, but in any case, I think you're getting the message. And I hope that helps. Everyone is feeling a little exhausted. I know we're in the middle of those eclipses. I'm sure that has something to do with it. The retrograde makes us feel a little tired. And this is a Capricorn moon, if I'm not mistaken. It's a little bit, I always say, ho-hum. Still, you know, grounded. They're slowing you down to make some, to feel productive. But they have to slow you down first. I think it's a good grounding energy today. All things considered in Aries time. All right, let me come in. I'm always grateful when we get to do our shows in the retrograde because sometimes it doesn't work out that way with technology. So I go into this big hoopla prior to make sure all my bases are covered, you know? All right. And I do, Tara, hope that helps. I can't really see all the comments right now. I don't know why we do this every week, but okay, let's see if I can catch some more here. All right. Good morning, everyone coming in. Yeah, the energies are definitely up, I think, even as C.A. Brooks said, even with the, you know, Aries stays up as much as we want to go down in the retrograde. Mary, this is interesting. She is saying that she's spreading some love. She had a rough week. I was just having this conversation, how synchronized we all are, with someone last night. You know, these new tests that they're doing on our unborn babies and these possibilities or these false positives, I've been hearing about it so much. This is a beautiful retrograde moment, in fact, that she was saying it had some, you know, testing and only to find out they were so traumatized and they're so relieved and she's sending love to everyone. And they know so much that it's almost too much and it's scary because if there's like a 1% possibility on one thing, you know, it's just like a crazy, crazy reason to worry for no reason at all. And I've been hearing about this quite a bit recently. And so I'm sorry you had that experience. She is asking for a card for Katie. Let's just take a look, okay? She said she's in a horrible living situation with no way out right now. Keywords for right now. I'm feeling the end of the year is going to bring her a massive opening for change. I feel this very strongly, actually, that my guides are definitely chirping this, first off. Hold on a second now. She has some months ahead of her, but I really do believe that it's going to be a very positive at the end of the year I'm getting. But let me just pull a few cards for her. Good morning to all of you coming in. Thank you for being here today. Erica, I love you. So happy you're sharing some pictures from your vacation. Thank you for everyone. Karen, I see you too. Good morning. So when we get a message from spirit or we get a message and we're using the cards or in any way, whatever tools you're using for messages, sometimes they change. I know all of you know they change over time. And then you come back around and circulate. And I have to tell you, You have to wait for that moment. And it's annoying sometimes. I always wait for that moment for spirit to tell me to stop shuffling, stop looking. Okay, I have the answer for you. You have to wait for that additional step because that is how some of your information can be perhaps enhanced or generated to you in a different way. Mary, she's going to go through a little bit of fear, of course, before she gets to the end of the day. But I see maternal energy. I see a mother figure or a very strong woman who is maternal that will help her at the end of the day. And so I do feel that it's going to be a little difficult for a bit, and then it's going to become a lot easier in time. She will get her wish. I have zero doubts about it. I feel even within 3 months from now, there's going to be more information to give her strength. And then again, by November of this year, we'll have a very different conversation about Katie. Okay. And I feel good about it. I think it's going to take a little time, but it'll definitely happen. And I feel self-care the best she possibly can. And also a recording of her dreams is very important. So perhaps you could do something or to share this information with her to definitely keep a record of her dreaming, okay? I hope that feels better. And I'm so excited about your baby due. And I hope that helps, okay? All right, let's take a peek here and see who's next. Tara, thank you for all that. And I do believe that's true. I feel like there's going to be more spiritual growth, even outside the church, inside, within, and externally. He's going to grow in that spiritual. He's like going to definitely have an awakening, okay? And seek more of that, because without it, he knows he's not his whole self. So that makes a lot of sense. Also, new opportunities are definitely coming, okay? Very good. He'll add to, not take away. Like, I wasn't worried. Don't worry about seeking new, but these new endeavors are exactly what's happening, because he's happy with the material aspect of it, but now the spiritual aspect and the creative endeavor, that makes perfect sense and good for him. And I love that. Let me see who's next. Laura, you're probably not going to love me for this. I feel like you need a little tiny bit of a break. I love the cranial sacral therapy. I could see you're tired. I feel like you have to maybe take a little break from what you're doing, and perhaps walking in a different surface temporarily, because I feel like you have, like, it's kind of a message for you to take it easy for 1 week. That's all I'm asking, to get on flat ground. I do feel like you're not that steep anyway, but the bottom line is also take a little tiny break from Pilates to do some less exertion stuff. I feel like you're supposed to be taking it easy for a week, okay? At least. They're saying change your activities just for a little while. If you feel better in a week, you could try lightly again to go back to what you love to do, but I feel like a change of routine is definitely necessary. Because you're only getting warning signs right now. That's why it's gentle ache. We don't want to push it over the edge. Some gentle stretching is good as well. And I hope that makes sense. I actually despise when somebody tells me I have to slow down or take it easy. And so I'm sorry that I have to say that to you, but I feel like it's very important, only because we don't want something else to come of it, you know? So you're kind of getting a little You're on notice, put it that way, like a little pink slip, you know, go to the office, relax, and stay out of trouble like this. There's your pink slip, but it's only temporary, okay? I feel good about that. All right. Now, if I recently answered you, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just trying to share a little bit with others. So I have someone I have not spoken to, I believe. And hold on a moment. Let me see who's next. Okay, Karan is saying, I haven't remembered a dream in years. Recently, I was dreaming that someone was shaking my head, my third eye. They kept shaking and shaking so much that I awoke. Sorry to say, I don't think anything opened. Okay, so you're getting these messages that sometimes these things happen. How often are you trying to utilize this area? It's definitely a sign that something's going to shake open. I feel this very strongly. It's okay that nothing opened up. It's just a message to tap into that, which is great. I feel very strongly about that. Maybe it is a little guide tapping you on your shoulder. I get these crazy visitations from what appears to be a God, you know, coming to me. I talked about it all through the weekend with my children because we had this big lots of time on Saturday and Sunday together. And they asked me all of these questions that have never been asked before. So I went into this a little bit, Corianne, myself, explaining how certain things happen without. When we get to a place that we feel connected to spirit enough, where that whatever visitation you're getting, whoever is coming to see you, number one, there's no reason to be afraid of it. Number two, we can't really control it. But to me, for you, this is a huge sign that you are supposed to be tapping into your third eye. And it can take a little bit of time to get information. We all have our own way of doing things. Perhaps in the future, we can go over a couple of exercises that can help you open that. But it's okay that you're not getting opened right away. Sometimes we have these moments that we can't control where, you know, if I get a visitation, I'm usually having to give something up, or I get these warnings or these, and there's, I don't even know what else could possibly come through now. But the visitations that come are undeniable for myself. And so it's kind of in a dream state, but also in an altered state of consciousness, and simultaneously, it's very interesting. But I can't deny these things, and you should not be denying this as well. I do feel studying an exercise, learning something around this could really truly help you grow in this way, but it's definitely wanting to speak to you. Your third eye is saying, "Hey, open me up. Allow for information to come through. How do you get there?" You know, I think that's a very individual place. How do you get there? You know, what feels right for you? What feels safe for you? I feel that. And I do hope that helps. Okay. I feel like you're gonna get, it's getting there. You have a little crack. You're actually, your door's open. We just have to open the windows a little and allow the air to flow. And I feel like you're gonna start seeing things as well. And I do hope that helps. All right, let's take a look. Mary, you could tell Katie that your mom does have a message for her. I believe that wholeheartedly. She is definitely her protector there too. Okay. It's going to be okay. Tapping into some of the questions. What would she say? What would she do? Asking for direction. Definitely. Okay. I know, Laura, that's how I say it too. She says, "Okay, I hear you." I do the same. I know. I'm on a little bit of a body break right now myself, and I don't know. I don't know what to say except I hate it. But you have to listen to those pink slips, you know, so you don't get the ticket. All right. I know you know. All right. But that's how I would answer myself as well, or anyone else. All right, let me see who's next. I can't even remember if I just said. Corinne, you're going to find the perfect way. Michelle, where are you? That's who I'm looking for. Okay, we're back on track here. The energies are definitely interesting, to say the least. Michelle, I'm going to come and look for you. I haven't talked to you in a bit. There you are. Grand rising to you also, Ms. Quelly. It's nice to see you this morning. Michelle, this is for you. Oh yeah, you have some new beginnings too. I think you need some R&R as well. I see things really coming to settle. Like this month feels like a strengthening. I don't know if you have been feeling I pulled the Ten of Cups ultimately at the end of the day here, but I don't know if you've done any kind of they're showing new beginnings everywhere. And then a very peaceful moment in time. Some rest, new beginnings are possible. I do feel residential change. I don't know why. Could be where you are. Very, very happy with results. Also feeling con like if you have to sign anything, if you have to have any exchange in writing, anything like this, I feel positive about that. If there's a contract or if there is an agreement of sorts, I feel great about that. I feel love energy. I feel a return to that in different ways. What do you absolutely love to do and make time for it? Not pushing too hard though, just super, super peaceful time. Spending time to meditate. Clearing a pathway. If there were any health concerns of you or anyone that you have loved, I feel that that's going to be relieved. That looks good. Health looks good. You actually feel better. There is some change, but I do feel confident about the change. And I also feel that you can take a mental break, and I do hope that helps. And good morning to you as well. I feel this. I don't know, between now and the autumn, October. You have some really good steps. Like I actually feel you on a path and they're building blocks, so to speak, but they're on even terrain. So I don't feel these enormous climbs. I feel like one step to two step to three step to four step, which tells me things are going to go fairly easily and super comfortably. So if you are planning anything in the, I don't know if you're going to take a vacation this year, but I would highly recommend it. You know, not immediate, but maybe later in the year, summer or autumn. I feel good about that. And just generally feelings of peace and ease after a period of maybe not so much, lots and lots of changes. And I do hope that helps, okay? All right. I think the road is recovery in a way. I'm not talking about any kind of addiction recovery or anything like that. I'm just saying recovery from anything that ailed you, any complication, any duties, any that kind of thing. I like this a lot. So please let me know and tell me how you're doing, okay? All right, very good. Let me see, Karen, how are you? Nice to see you. The eclipse has urged me to make some big changes in my life. I wonder about moving far away on my own. Let's take a look, okay? Well, this is a big question, number one. But I understand the changes that you want to make. All right, let me take a look, okay? I'm going to go ahead and give you a little bit of a brief summary for now, but I'm sure there's more to the story is what I'm sensing. Catherine, you've been on my mind since last week, so if you could please post a question in the chat room in the meantime, I'd really appreciate that. Thank you. I wanted to get to you last week and I couldn't. That's why I'm asking. We ran out of time. But you're on my brain, so. All right, Karen, let's take a peek. I always think this is my first, now I'm not against you starting fresh, but I always say you can run, but I don't know if you're gonna be able to hide. So we have to think before we move forward, you know? So let's take a look first. So strange. Okay, let's see. What's strange about it is I see an image of you in color, literally surrounded by color. I don't know if you're doing anything with gemstones or crystal, like, you know, things like this with color, but I feel very strongly that if you know of a practitioner or anyone who uses it or you yourself, I feel really positive about that, Ms. Karen. Let me just take a look at you. I don't know how soon you're going to be able to run away, but maybe a break or vacation would be good to start, especially in the retrograde energy. I think that would help you so much. Definitely. And then you can really think it through.
That's the first thing coming to mind. Because I do think you need some time away, alone. But something tells me also that it may not be time to permanently go anywhere yet. But I do feel working with color can be of great help. And it can really help shift your energy. Yeah, you're going to shift your energy, all right. You do. And I do see new beginnings. I see healings coming for you within, internally. But I think a trip first to make sure you know where you're going. And then a journey of sorts is ahead for you. And I feel September. But between now and then, something's going to happen that lifts your spirit, and you may you may be going on this adventure close to home. So, you know, so no, the trip doesn't have to be close to home. Where you feel you may want to go can be wonderful. You can go on this journey first, like a little pre-check. It's like checking in before you get into anywhere, you know. I mean, if you feel a calling, which I do feel you have a calling to go somewhere, please go and visit first. Then you can return, organize everything, situate yourself, and then start fresh, which I do believe at the end of the day, you will start fresh, okay? So it's a letting go process, but I don't feel it's going to be done in a week. I feel it will be swift with a pre-check. And then by September, it looks really good. But I also feel you spiritually fulfilling yourself at home will first be amazing. So before we make any moves to find what we're looking for, take the trip. Feel it out. Have a plan. Spiritual fulfillment awaits you. And let's see where you land. I'm not against it. I just think we have to have a pre-check, okay? But you're going to go on this spiritual journey. This is what you're in need of for yourself. Maybe to get, you know, clear your space. You know, we want to pull the weeds out of our garden all the time. I think it's so good. And I do hope that you're just doing that, you know, you have to get rid of whatever is holding you back. I feel this big internal change, but you are going to have such an amazing renewal ahead. All right. I hope that helps. Okay. I love, Michelle, that you'll be in St. Augustine. And I love that Michelle's sharing she's lost 65 pounds. That's such a wonderful, wonderful thing. I'm so excited for your trip. I love it there. As you know, I think you know, we were married there a couple of years back or a few years back. And honestly, Michelle, I'm so close to it. I don't even know how close, maybe an hour and something, but definitely not too far away. And the bottom line is I did not get to enjoy it, nor did Stephen, even though it was wonderful as it was. It was COVID. We were so uptight because we were getting married. So we had so much to figure out and do and da 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 and stress that we'll be going back at the same time. So maybe we'll run into each other there. But I love that you're going. And it's just such a beautiful little city. I can't wait to go back just to enjoy it. And I'm sure you are too. So I love that for you. Okay. Congratulations on your big accomplishment. And I love it. Okay, real quick. Catherine, I am going to actually write you because I am running out of time again. And Karen, I'm glad you work with the crystals. I love that. I feel like they have to be internalized now. I can't believe we're running out of time. It is a Mercury retrograde, everyone in Aries. I have a lot more to say, so I'll be back to you next week. I'm sending you all lots of love. I hope you have an amazing, amazing month.
happy Aries season as well. And Jay Barbell, thanks for being our producer. Everybody, please stay tuned for the amazing C.A. Brooks coming up next at the top of the hour with Everyday Astrology, followed by the rest of our amazing Tuesday lineup. Bye, everybody. Catherine, I'm getting to you right this second, okay? I don't want that to wait. All right, love, everybody.